Hello, everybody. Welcome back to From Our Mind to Yours. I'm Destiny.
I'm D'Angelo.
And this is episode 11.
11.
Episode 11. How has your week been, D'Angelo Camber?
My week has been great, actually.
Has it? Why has it been great?
Yeah. Work life has been great. It's been a nice feel-good energy there. Home life has been great. Come home. I get to spend with you and our child.
What has been great about work life?
Work life? I guess just the vibe in general. I have a new apprentice now, so it's a little different at work. Mm-hmm. Never had an apprentice before. Somebody I have to like spread my work knowledge to, you know? So that's been pretty cool. And I've actually had two apprentices this week, so I've had a whole little team of people I got to tell what to do, and that's pretty new, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, because, like, the work is a reflection of what I know, because I tell them what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, I'm very respectful. I know how to give directions out to people, so, yeah, I think they really appreciate me as their journeyman too, because they're learning a lot from me.
Yeah.
So that's been great.
That's awesome.
I like that part. Yeah.
I'm glad your home life has been feeling real good too.
Yeah. I come home. I get to be with you. We touch, we kiss, we hug, and I get to play with my little child. She always wants to play, and I'm always down to play when I get home.
She's always like, Daddy, you want to go outside and shoot your bow?
You want to go shoot your bow? Yeah, I'm
going to shoot my bow. Girl, it's 103 outside. What are you talking about?
Let's go do it.
She's like, it's fine.
I'm going to take my shirt off. It's hot. Oh, me too.
Yeah, for me, my week has been pretty good, pretty interesting. I mean, not really that interesting to anybody but me, but pretty interesting, so but pretty good. No, I don't mean it in like a, like, oh, my life is boring. Like, I don't mean it like, actually, I guess I do kind of mean it like that, because I've been finding myself very bored, just not wanting to do the same things anymore. And it's leading me, it's causing me to have this like this void of like, okay, what do I do with my time now, because I don't really want to do the same stuff that I've been doing. But they say boredom breeds creativity, so yeah. I'm waiting for the creativity to start flowing. I'm waiting for the creative juices to start pumping.
Right.
I'm boredom. Just kidding. I do
boredom. Y'all need to start doing a thing, making some D'Angelo, things, you know what I'm saying?
That doesn't make sense.
That's creation right there.
Please stop. Okay, so let's get into the first topic that we want to talk about, which is something that we have talked about, I think, before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about how in-depth we've talked about this topic. I've noticed that kind of happens sometimes, but like we'll talk about some things that we've talked about before on other podcast episodes, but like this is real life stuff that's happening like presently and currently in our lives. So
it's tied to a different experience.
That's just what we have to share.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about, in D'Angelo and I have discussed on our podcast, human design. For anybody that doesn't know what that is, you can look it up. I talked about it.
Yeah. Human design.
Yeah. You can look it up. There's an app. There's, you know, you can find out your design type and all that stuff. But for D'Angelo and I, there's something called your strategy. And that's how you go about making things happen in your life. And both of our strategies are responding. Yes. So I want to talk about what that means for people that have the strategy as responding
to respond. Yeah.
And like what our experience has been like with responding to our life. I don't know, it's still pretty new to us too, so I'm still trying to like grasp how to explain it.
So right, there's people that are meant to force things to happen. They have to be very specific, they have to put it out there, and it's almost like it's exactly what they get for doing that. right, responding. You can feel and want something, but the universe has to present it to you in like a surprise kind of way.
I don't know about surprise, but just present it to you in general.
Yes.
And I feel like go ahead.
No, go ahead. You have to notice what it is that you're responding to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's something that you've put focus and energy towards, like your manifestation, right?
Yeah. Basically, I would say responding is when you relinquish the control of trying to make things happen for you in your life, which is kind of difficult and not an easy thing to do, because everybody's always taught to, if you want something to happen in your life, you need to go make that happen. You need, yeah, go get it, go make it happen. And for some people that works, but for the people that have their strategy is responding, you're standing in your own way by trying to force things to happen in the physical world. Yeah. We're supposed to allow, obviously put out there what we desire and what we want to manifest, what we want our life to look like.
And be intentional.
And be intentional with that every single day, while at the same time allowing yourself to be aware of the different things that are happening in your life and waiting and responding to certain things.
Okay, so a personal example for me for responding that I was very aware of recently that I told her about is the apprentice that I have right now was supposed to go to a different journeyman, but I didn't think that was a good idea. I thought it was better if that apprentice had came to me and worked under me so I could show him how to, you know, do the ropes and shit with electrical. So I told her I was going to tell my foreman to give me that apprentice, but I didn't. I didn't say anything to him. I just left it alone. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to let them, you know, make their decision on who to give them to. And then the next morning he comes into work and he's like, hey, I'm going to work with you. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I just talked to Sako, which is our foreman right now. And he said, I'm going to work with you. And I was like, wow, holy shit. Like, I put out there that that's what I wanted, but I had to let go of control of trying to make it happen because I was going to say something to my foreman. I'm like, nah, fuck it. It's okay, even if he does go to the other guy. And then he came to me. I responded to it. I was like, oh shit, okay, we go work together.
And your response was accepting it.
Exactly.
Because that's what I was speaking on about being aware of what's happening in your life and the intentions that you are setting and putting out there so that you are able to grasp the opportunities that come to you.
Yes.
And I don't know how you would have like not grasped it in that situation, but other times where it's you're going to need to be like, yes, I do want this. Yeah. Or no, this is not what I want in my life. No, thank you. Something else is going to come to me that is more fitting for what I want.
Yeah. Another example is like for us in doing a podcast, like maybe us trying to reach out to other people who do podcasts and see if they want to collaborate and, you know, do some work together. That would be counterintuitive for us, right? We have to just be ourselves, do our podcast, and allow even those people that we've thought about maybe collaborating with come to us and reach out to us so that we can respond accordingly.
And I know that sounds kind of crazy, like, okay, you think you don't need to do any work, just like let everybody else do all of the work.
No.
But I see how it can look like that if that's how you're choosing to look at it.
Perception.
But I think that just as much as it is more natural and things are going to flow easier for us if we allow ourselves things to come to us and allow ourselves to respond to them. It's just as important to allow other people that are meant to be the specific ones to be like,
to reach out.
I'm going to go do this to make this happen because that's how they're designed to do things. Everybody has their own roles in this life and how we're all supposed to be helping each other in different keys and different, you know, helping hands to make everybody's dreams a reality.
Yeah, and just life.
Or just to make things happen in general.
You know, I just... Oh, yeah, what you were saying about people that reach out and put out, you know, they reach out and have to do that specific part. Like, mm-hmm. that could be... That's probably the person who's reaching out to somebody who needs to respond to something, right? The collective consciousness and how human design works. It's supposed to just work that way. Mm-hmm. So the person who's reaching out to you is probably somebody who's meant to do that. And you're the respondee, mm-hmm. right? The person who operates their strategy that way. So mm-hmm. it just automatically works that way. Or should work that way. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? When everyone's all operating out of their design type. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why we've spoken on human design so much. And we're going to continue to, because could you imagine if everybody's operating the way they were designed to instead of just the way that seems to work for most people? I think just life in general would be a lot easier for everyone. And I think we wouldn't have as many mental health issues.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's where mental health issues stem from, is people trying to force themselves to be a certain way or to not be themselves.
Or think or act a certain way.
Yeah.
It's not them.
And then when they're not operating the way that they're supposed to, and they're not, just happy individuals, they start affecting other people, and it has this domino effect.
Yeah, because operating out of your human design breeds love, gratitude.
Authenticity,
yes. All of those things. Like she said, it makes life easier. It makes operating easier. It makes manifesting easier. Mm-hmm. It just makes everything easier when you do exactly what you're meant to do here and you start to figure that out. A lot of people's problem with themselves and how they steer away from their human design is trying to do things that aren't for them and operate way out of their design.
Sorry if that was kind of a little all over the place. I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, D'Angelo, but I think it's just because this topic that we're talking about is so new to us still.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to fully grasp into words how to explain it to other people, but we're trying. We're doing the best that we can because we truly feel like this can help everybody, and it will make a drastic change in everybody's lives if they are able to have access to information about exactly how they operate. And you'll know, it's not just it works for some people and it doesn't work for other people. When you read that description of your chart,
it works for everyone.
I guarantee you most of it, if not all of it, you're going to be like, oh, wow, that is me. That is how I feel about that. That is just how I naturally react to things or think about things or whatever it is. I guarantee you that description is going to be a full read down of who you are.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't just tell you the better parts about your design. It tells you the opposite. It tells you how you would act and react to your experience if you're going against your human design type. So you're learning absolutely everything about it.
Something I told D'Angelo earlier, or no, I don't know that I told him this earlier, but I was thinking it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at him, so I think I thought I told him.
Yeah.
Was I have been letting go of not always feeling like I have to be fixing myself or working on something with myself, because that can be so mentally exhausting and draining when you always feel like, okay, it's like you're always on yourself about something, like
telling yourself you need to be better.
Yeah, I didn't do this today, or I fell off of this, or I was consistent with this and I didn't do that, and I did a little bit more of this, but I was trying to give myself a break, so I didn't do that. It's just too much, and at some point you have to just take the things that you've worked on and the version that you are now that you've healed through some things and worked on some things and just be and just live your life.
Yes.
because I felt I started to feel like I was just wasting away a lot of time that I could have just been enjoying my life, enjoying my family and like what I'm creating, you know? And the peace that I felt come over my body once I felt that I like fully released and let go of all of that. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to describe what that feels like. Only if, I mean, if you've felt that and experienced that, you would know what that feels like. But it's just so much more peaceful. And you're no longer like operating and manifesting out of a place of anxiousness, I would say. And like,
fear.
Yeah. And it kind of gave me some like brain fog because I felt like it was stressful. So, and we all know how bad stress is on the body. So yeah, for anybody that is on a self-help journey and trying to work on and fix themselves, that is amazing. I don't think you should stop doing that.
Yeah.
I think you just...
give yourself grace, for sure.
Grace, and give yourself a break sometimes. It doesn't... you don't always have to be on. You don't always have to be this perfect version of yourself that you're envisioning. Because if you are constantly holding yourself up to that standard, I feel like it, like, never stops.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The standard, as you keep, you know... I feel like you keep raising the bar as you get higher and higher and better and better. It's like, okay, yeah, no, I could be better. Well, no, I could be better at that.
It's hard to be grateful when you're thinking about things like that, right?
Yeah.
Because you're always reminding yourself of the things that you have not achieved and not being grateful for the things that you have achieved,
mm-hmm.
right? We know gratitude is the universe's magic. So when you're grateful for everything you have in your experience at every present moment, there's no room for those other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To feel those things, right? You fully let it go and you're grateful for all the things you've learned, like you said, and like you just want to be peaceful and just live your fucking life.
So. Just look at me. They're there. He's like half of the episode and you're like this.
I'm sorry. It's I'm just okay. looking at you. Yeah, whatever.
I like that.
No, I'm just not going to look at you no more. I'm just going to hold my hand up.
That's fine.
Be grateful. Take the pressure off of yourself.
Oh.
Sorry, she's right. I do hit her sometimes.
Not sometimes.
Shut up.
More than sometimes.
Smack your booty? Yes.
He doesn't hit me in the sense of domestic violence, trying to beat my ass, hit me. But he is always just smacking my butt really hard sometimes. Or like right now, he smacked his hand down on my leg and it hurt a little bit. Nothing crazy.
I just, you know, put some weight
down. D'Angelo, you did not do it that light.
It wasn't that light, I know. But I was, since you said the last one hurt, I gotta.
Or sometimes he'll like body check me as he's walking past me. Or push me to the ground.
You bump into me, dog. Push you to the ground.
Don't get up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that time.
All right. We're going to wrap up the episode there. Might have been a little shorty, but hopefully it was a goodie.
Right. Yeah. We went over some good shit.
Yeah. D'Angelo and I have been trying to work on how to... spice up the podcast a little bit,
yep.
Add a little bit more to it, change some stuff up. So we are in the works with that. We're in the works with that. And stay tuned for another episode. Hopefully you guys
need to be more detail oriented.
All right. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Stay tuned for episode 12 coming next week, every Wednesday.
Here we out.
12 p.m.
Peace.